Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is a Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge Day number 5. If you want to know more about that, go over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com, where a group of podcasters like me are attempting to make a podcast a day for the month of August. All right, with the standard stuff out of the way, you can probably tell I'm still battling this stupid cold that I picked up on late Thursday, Friday. Knew it was going to be a doozy because I can always tell from the severity of the scratchy throat. That seems to be the first indicator that a storm is coming. And been keeping it at bay with medication and some herbal tea with some honey. But it's still kind of kicking me down as far as the energy level goes. I did go out for a walk this morning. Very nice day in Phoenix. If you get up before 7 a.m., it's not too bad. And I needed to get some steps in, too, especially with the new watch telling me, get up, get off your butt, lazy. It tells me about every hour. You're either dead or you need to take some steps. And one doesn't necessarily exclude the other. So I will do my digitizing review for the latest album, which is the Amadeus soundtrack from 1986. I told you this is an eclectic mix. And the timing of this movie couldn't have been better because it came out about the time my lifelong love of classical music started. And I use classical generically because I know that there are more genres in that overarching theme. But when you say classical music, most people will think Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, even Chopin, which is a bit of a stretch. But, there's a lot of artists that fall under that, a lot of composers. And the movie came out in 86. I didn't see it when it came out in the theaters. I saw it sometime later. But I did fall in love with the soundtrack and purchased it. It's a double album set, as many soundtracks were at the time. And the movie isn't all that factual. I mean, there was a Salieri. Was he a nemesis of Mozart that worked him to death? Probably not. Mozart did die young. I think he was 35. And when you look at all the work that he created, it was amazing. And not all the work on this album is his. There's a good number of them. And it did inspire me to pick up more CDs later to listen to the full works of some of these things. Many very surprising, many very disappointing. Like, man, this is slow. But the man really could produce some good music, and a lot of it, too. So lots of variation in this. All of the songs are in, like most soundtracks, you'll hear snippets of them in the movie. They don't play them out completely. But the one thing that stuck out in my mind after watching the movie is, hey, Emperor Joseph, that's Ferris Bueller's principal. So once you put that actor in his place, that was kind of fun. Tom Hulse, who played Mozart, Amadeus, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, he did appear in a couple more movies. I did spot him, but his career never really took off. I mean, this was an Academy Award-winning movie and soundtrack, and it just never, you didn't see Tom Hulse in a lot of other roles. Maybe that typecast him, stereotyped him. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. That was one of the disappointing things I found over the years. But I still enjoy listening to this, especially with the hisses, pops, cracks, and scratches that the soundtrack has. This one has been recorded to cassette a number of times and is one of my better kept vinyls. So it's got the anti-static poly, whatever it is, sleeves that keep it in shape. The cover is in great shape. I'll post that as the album art on Freestyle. I'm looking for a way. I know there's a way to do this in WordPress or Auphonic or whatever, but I don't want to make this too tedious to get the album art into the podcast. So if your podcasting client shows the episode artwork, I'll see if I can get that in there. Otherwise, it's going to show the generic Freestyle or the Dog Days album art. So I'm looking at getting that. I know there's a checkbox, and I just got to figure out, where do I need to put the file? Do I need to do this for every one of them? What does it show when I forget? That kind of stuff. But I haven't had a chance to do that. So run a little long. because of the health update and whatnot. So I will keep it there. I recommend this album highly, just because I have a personal bias. I do remember purchasing this one. And when you open it up, of course, the lots of screenshots from the movie. So you can see some of your favorite moments. With that, I wish you a wonderful Monday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow with another album. Take care.